This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It was only self-defense, they argue. Those children were only collateral damage, they say. Hamas was in that school and in that hospital and in that media building. They promise. They give their word. They swear up and down only in self-defense. But unfortunately for them, they're clearly not well versed in English because they don't know the meaning of the word. See, their first language is violence. It seems to be their mother tongue, followed by lie after lie as they reload their guns. Israel believes in justice for themselves, not the Palestinian people. So please stop saying that they treat and see them as equal, because with their apartheid flag of blue and white in one hand, they beat Palestinian women until they're black and blue with the other. They don't give a damn if you're someone's mother. They'll still pull that trigger and claim it was only self-defense. In Israel, they're saying is an eye for an eye. Now, I'm pretty bad at math, but I'm not deaf, dumb, and blind. This time we have over 7,000 dead, over 2,000 being children, and it's still self-defense. We've got kids carrying kids. You want to explain it to them and make that make sense? How can you call it self-defense when, for Palestinians, there is no P in PTSD because they've been fighting for their freedom, but 75 years later and they're still not free? How can you call it self-defense to cut off basic necessities like water, electricity and fuel, to starve and suffocate 2.2 million people and block aid from all avenues? This is not self-defense. This is a war crime and this is genocide. How can you call it self-defense when Gaza is on fire, when they tell 1.1 million people to evacuate to where it's safe, but they're nothing but liars. They bomb their cars on the way out, leaving nothing but scraps. They told them to leave, but it was clearly a trap. This is not self-defense. This is a war crime, and this is genocide. How can you call it self-defense when it is said in Palestine, mothers carry their babies twice, once in their stomachs and again when they die. So many children dead that toys bleed and lullabies cry. This is not self-defense. This is a war crime and this is genocide. How can you call it self-defense when they are quite literally killing them in the dark, dropping bombs on them mercilessly as if to say this is only the start? How can you call it self-defense when one side is an occupier and the other the occupied? It's like saying a victim defending herself from her rapist shouldn't dare try. This is not self-defense. This is a war crime and this is genocide. How can you call it self-defense when Israeli cruelty knows no bounds? Try to appeal to an ounce or shred of humanity, but it can't be found. They see them as animals, their words, not mine. They said they saw beheaded babies, but even that was a lie. You want to apologize now for fueling even more hatred and bigotry? Because now 6-year-old Wadia will never see his ancestors free. This is not self-defense. This is a war crime and this is genocide. How can you call it self-defense when they bombed a Baptist hospital, massacring 500 within minutes, claiming responsibility until outrage outpoured, then suddenly they refuse to admit it? How can you call it self-defense when 10-year-olds in Gaza have already witnessed and been traumatized in their short lives by 7 major bombing campaigns? How can you call it self-defense when white phosphorus chemical weapons are being used on a population containing 1 million kids, but heaven forbid we dare to call that a war crime? We are not just mourning for the children whose lives have been claimed, but for the ones who are alive who will never ever be the same. This is not self-defense. This is a war crime and this is genocide. How can you call it self-defense when they bomb the oldest standing church acting as housing for the homeless? These are not accidents, these are acts of callous murderers. How can you call it self-defense when the UN calls for a humanitarian pause to deliver life-saving aid and it gets vetoed because they'd prefer to see them die in shallow graves? How can you call it self-defense when doctors hold the lifeless bodies of babies, begging for the world to please put an end to the killing of babies? How can you call it self-defense when they're operating without anesthesia for patients on the floor? How can it get any worse? And how much more could they possibly endure? This is not self-defense. This is a war crime and this is genocide. How can you call it self-defense when 50 families have been wiped out and annihilated? Tell me, how many more times must their human rights be violated? How can you call it self-defense when they're blocked in from all sides with nowhere to run and nowhere to hide, where nothing gets in and no one gets out? Do you see what Israel is all about? This is not self-defense. This is a war crime and this is genocide. And maybe I'm mistaken, but I missed the part where there were two sides to genocide and war crimes were justified because you politicians make ethnic cleansing appear sanctified. But the truth is, anything in this country goes as long as it's attached to a dollar sign. This is not self-defense. This is a war crime and this is genocide. We are here to call it what it is, and don't you dare tell us otherwise. You might have been silent when this is happening to Palestinians all of those other times, but we refuse to be silent. We refuse to allow history to repeat itself. The Nakba is now and we can't let it continue. We demand an end to the living hell they're being put through. We will not be on the wrong side because this is not self-defense. These are war crimes and this is genocide, and we will never let it be the end of Palestine.